Stop, Mr. Journalist. Hand over your video, your notes, and your audio. See what some Georgia lawmakers are trying to do to give the public access to reporters' news gathering materials. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen to us on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel with a wonderful list of wonderful features and wonderful, beautiful colors that match your travel style. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. So this is kind of interesting, Jimmy, because we in this current age where everybody's beating up on the press, the president does it, lawmakers do it. I mean, it's a global issue now where with some pretty, you know, severe consequences of go after the press.
Hey, Dan.
Yes.
When you were a White House correspondent for CNN.
Yes.
Was there a lot of people going after the press back then?
You know, not like they are now.
Thank you very much.
We've always been on the list of least like professions.
Right.
But it's never least like as different from hated.
And yet, now I will tell you this, though. You say least liked, and yet there are still people who get a kick out of the fact that you were on network television. I was on regional television. And when they see you, they're not saying, oh, you really stink. I really hated your work.
Actually, they are.
No, they are not.
No.
Stop it.
Well, those is some people who hate the certain networks will see you and will say things about it, like the fake news network or whatever it may be. We've seen that played out. Obviously, it's much more toxic now than it was back then.
Thank you.
But, you know, anyone from CNN, if you're walking around with a CNN hat or a CNN jacket, if you're in a crowded area, a certain amount of people will say something about it, whether it's boo or whatever it is.
Wow. And yet, I remember the days when people would
like,
look up to
they
you.
They want an autograph.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, now they stab you with a pen. So
or take it away.
Or take the pen away. Very good. Oh, nice transition.
Thank you very much.
So this story is fascinating and disturbing at the same time.
Yes, I agree.
So there's six Republican lawmakers in the state of Georgia. And what they have decided, obviously, is that they don't believe we are grown up enough to police ourselves, to be transparent in what we do. And so they want to create an ethics board. So this is essentially, if you can't do it, we want to set it up for you.
Right. Again, they're trying to govern.
They're trying to govern. They're trying to govern and what is an
independent,
overgovern, an independent, you know, organization, news organizations, and really sort of bumping up against the constitutionality of this whole thing, right?
Yeah, but yes, keep going, because I'm going to just blow up in a minute.
Well, I did blow up when I read this. So here's what they're trying to do. They, as part of their law, and again, you know, who knows if this thing will ever make it anywhere, but if it does, that's even scarier. And if it goes beyond Georgia, then it's really tragic.
Right.
But what they're trying to do is that news organizations will be compelled to provide copies of pictures, audio, video recordings of interviews to subjects who request them. So you do an interview with someone or just someone in the public says, you know what? I don't think you were fair in how you covered a particular story. I want you to hand over all your materials to us.
So you've done an interview.
You go out there.
You've asked permission. You've set it up.
Yeah.
They've agreed to go on camera with you to do an interview.
Right.
And now you're saying what the lawmakers are trying to say is even though you gave permission to share your thoughts on the record in a digital file with someone else, you have the right to say, I changed my mind.
No, it's not a matter of change your mind. It's anyone out there who looks at a story, let's say it's airing, you look at something and it says, you know, your community really sucks. And here's the reason it sucks. And we found this in our reporting. Someone could say, you know what? I thought that was biased reporting. You left out XYZ. I want you to produce your raw footage, your notes, everything that you did in preparation of that piece, hand it over to me so I can look at it and see, be transparent in the process of how you made that sausage. And if you don't, there'll be a civil penalty.
So that's absolutely counter to everything that this country was founded on. I just want to say.
Exactly.
And by the way, I want to ask those Republican lawmakers,
yeah,
who I'm going to guess have a, you know, they have a phone. I'm going to guess they have an iPhone or
Android. I would
Android,
think so. Right? Yeah. They have something.
Would they give up their phones?
You mean like, let me see who you're texting?
Correct.
And doing all kinds
Correct.
Of illegal activity?
Correct.
No, probably not.
Hello?
That's why they have the burn phone or the second phone that's not the public phone. Yeah, they
so
probably
they're
would
being
not.
Hypocritical, basically, about
they are.
A job.
Yeah, yes. Of course
okay.
they are.
I just want to make clear that that's correct.
Yes. And so this is called House Bill 734. Look it up. It's called the Ethics in Journalism Act. And here's the interesting. It was sponsored by Representative Andy Welch. Right after he proposed this, along with these other six, a total of six Republican lawmakers, he announced that he was retiring. now this, I don't know if
going
that,
out the door,
that's the reason.
So I'm
going
to really right. shake things up. And Dan, isn't there ethics and journalism associations already in this country? I'm pretty sure there are.
Well, they are done by, you know, the Society of Professional Journalists.
Right.
Has all, right. But obviously there's a sense that that's not good enough. And so there needs to be some measure that will impose a penalty. And then there's like a strict, if this information is requested, you have something like 3 days to produce this information or there'll be some kind of penalty. It's not a lot of money. But nonetheless, I mean, this is troubling that, you know, something that began as just rhetoric of fake news and, you know, going after the media, that now it has gone to the point, and it's not just in Georgia. We're hearing this. The president has said things about it, and others as well.
Yeah.
Even
consider
in Supreme
the
Supreme Court.
Source on that one.
Even the Supreme Court, you know, it's let's take a look at what we can do to restrict or put a tighter grip around journalists, because we don't believe that what they are doing is right, and so we want to control.
They're not doing their jobs.
They're
well
not doing
enough,
their
so
job.
We want to take it away.
Exactly.
So we can do their jobs.
That's exactly what it is. And you know, there are clearly a lot of experts out there who are shocked by this. A law professor at the University of Georgia tweeted out that, quote, "This is a terrible idea."
Terrible.
You think?
There's a few more words I could use.
The RT DNA, which is the Radio Television Digital News Association.
It hands out the Edward R. Murrow Award that someone on this show has two of.
I guess so. And they think that this is a bad concept, saying journalism ethics are a tool to empower the public to make informed decision about the information consumption, not a weapon by which the government can silence journalism and avoid the accountability journalism is constitutionally mandated to provide the people, in this case of Georgia.
So isn't that like state-controlled information and
that's
propaganda?
That's what it seems like, yeah.
There's a word for that. Is that communism?
yes. And here's the thing. So if you really sort of continue to peel back this onion, what are some of the, you know, what are some of the sort of unintended consequences of something like this? One is, you know, now all of a sudden, and there's sort of this certification, too, that they would give you if you – under this agreement, under this law, you would get a certification
like a restaurant in New York has the A, the B,
exactly.
the C, and if you get below the C, you don't want to go
exactly.
in because they're serving salmonella for lunch.
Exactly. And so how would the public view this? We're in cahoots with the government if we get some sort of stamp of approval, number one. Would
That's
people be as
well? Controlled media,
exactly.
Dan.
Would
that
folks,
exists,
would,
right?
It does exist.
Okay.
Hopefully not here,
no,
but
that's
it does exist.
Exactly. Our country was founded on the freedom of the press. Last time I checked my
last time, yeah, you didn't check last time like a minute ago because I think it's changing. But you know, are people going to see us as a tool of the government? Are they going to be willing to speak to us? There are a lot of things, you know, when we're doing interviews, there are a lot of things that don't make it into our pieces for all sorts of reasons. Someone
right.
says
time
something.
Is usually
time is one of them.
Right.
But someone could say something that's just flat out ridiculous, right? It's like, nah, that's not right. That can't make it into the piece.
Right.
It may be something that's illegal that they said.
Yeah.
You don't report that. There are a whole host of
libelous.
Exactly. It's information that you get in the news gathering process that doesn't make it into the actual meal that you serve up. Now, all of a sudden, if someone's requesting all of this raw material to be sent out there, what are going to be the legal consequences of that? Are people going to want to talk to us? Are reporters going to stop recording things, stop writing things down, and just go off their memory so they won't be forced to hand it out?
And
now,
really
what does that now lead to, right? It further complicates it
right.
because, well, I thought that's what I reported, but now it really is made up. You know?
And also think about the human element here. I know, in any kind of situation where you're talking to someone and they're saying something back to you, and they may not be saying it in the same way that you think they meant to say it.
Right.
So it's the old, what I think I heard you say was this. Mm-hmm. Is that what you wanted to say?
And they'll say, oh, no, I didn't mean to say that. But now you see all of that if you hand it over.
Right.
Right.
And by the way, you can't do it because guess what? The news gathering device is in your back pocket. You're glued to the darn thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is news gathering 101. I teach my kids.
So your phone will be part of what you need to hand over, files from your phone. It is. Look, I think this is clearly, I don't know, because nowadays anything happens. I'm hoping that this is not something that's going to go any further than this.
It won't even get out of committee,
Exactly. I'm hopeful that maybe this was just something to spark a conversation about the need of reporters, news organizations to be more responsible. I think there's some merit to that, there needs to be a broader sense of ethical considerations around your reporting. And that's good. If we're talking about it, that's good. I hope that this is not as legitimate as they're making it to be.
I can't think that they want to do this. I think they're just making noise, and they're going back to self-policing behaviors.
Yes, that's kind of the theme.
Right? That seems to be a theme here.
Right.
Self-policing, setting your own boundaries. We're going in the wrong direction again.
Yeah. I think we are.
We continue to go in the wrong direction, Dan. I'm sorry. You know which way I lean.
Yes, I do.
And whether I lean that way or the other way, everyone has to agree, if you are truly an American, that you can't have this in our country. Yeah. Sorry.
Unfortunately, I think that there are probably a lot of people out there who are applauding something like this because they hate us. They hate what we do. They think it's a bunch of lies. They think we're not transparent. And they don't really give a hoot if it's against the Constitution, as long as they can feel good about it.
Call me crazy, but didn't we have a civil war a while ago with the Confederates?
Yeah, it was more than a while ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That did
happen in this country.
Yeah. When we're seeing it again, we talked about, we really believe we're seeing a civil war again.
We are going down a slippery slope.
Yes.
And someone's adding oil to it.
Yes.
If you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag #BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. And drop us a line or some questions at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.